God.
Guns. Government.
Welcome, Michigan Patriots. We have quite the exciting week with mask mandating for our children and then going around the country with vaccinations that are mandatory. President Biden calling out companies to force it down our throats.
In Afghanistan?
Oh, what a mess.
What a debacle.
What a mess. But here's Biden and Pelosi from a few months ago.
Be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as the President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, and when they do it, demonstrate that it matters.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them to be, or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't do that.
And this is what Biden just spoke about this week.
As I mentioned before, I've imposed vaccination requirements that will reach millions of Americans. Today, I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that'll reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. As I said last week, vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops are typically required to receive vaccination to prevent everything from polio to smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella. In fact, the reason most people in America don't worry about polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, and rubella today is because of vaccines. It only makes sense to require a vaccine to stop the spread of COVID-19. With today's FDA full approval, there's another good reason to get vaccinated. So please get vaccinated now.
What a mess.
Typical.
I can't even comprehend because in my speech, which I'll play a little bit later to the Board of Commissioners, isn't the government calling up on private entities to do government's bidding, basically communism?
Absolutely. They're demanding they're asking you to tell your employees they can't work unless they've been vaccinated. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen, if you ask me. But even further, the former ex-CIA director wants to send unvaccinated Trump supporters to Afghanistan. He actually said that. Because he wants them out of the country. He thinks we're the terrorists.
Of course.
And meanwhile, they're letting the terrorists in from Afghanistan, right, and they're letting the terrorists across the southern border.
Yeah.
Unstinking believable.
Nothing makes sense
with
what's going on right now.
And the other thing that happened is not the State Board of Education, but one of those high-ranking officials in the school, public school, sent a letter demanding masks be worn by all kids to Governor Whitmer. Oh, so we got the teachers running the state again, since teachers mostly vote Democrat. Who's running the country? That's what I want to know. It's obviously not Biden. In a sense, he's demanding to run the country by his edicts. If the teachers, we're in trouble if the teachers are running this country. Primarily, teachers vote, not all, but primarily they vote Democrat.
Right, because it's all union.
Exactly. Well, I was in union my whole life with the airlines. I didn't vote Democrat, but I see a need for union in places where they can, you know, overextend us, work us 12, 14 hours a day. You're tired. You got 150, 200 people in the back. You crash if you're tired. I understand that. But there's a limit to which you can push government. And the teachers' union is way too strong. It was one of the worst agencies I had to deal with in Lansing was the teachers' union because they're so strong. And they got money. So they can pay off the other legislators to not vote for a bill or tell them to vote for this bill. And it's always about the kids, but it's really not about the kids. It's
follow
about
the money.
Pay and benefits. That's
exactly right. Yeah. I mean, we go back to 1900s, you know, whatever. It had a good, it was a good idea initially.
Yeah.
But then obviously over time, things get, people get greedy, heads get bigger.
You can't push a business beyond what they can afford to pay. And that's what a lot of unions did. They basically drove people out of business, and then they went elsewhere, and other people would pick up the slack. And when they got big enough, they drove them out of business. That just, it's the natural way things tend to go.
So where is the line? So I was listening to Clay and Buck today on, they picked up the slack from Rush Limbaugh's passing. And Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor, came on. And they actually had quite an argument about where does the government draw the line in making it enforcing vaccinations in the public sector or, you know, private. So if I have a private business, if I want somebody to wear a mask, that's a private business, right? I think in a free capitalistic society, they have that choice to make it wear a mask or be vaccinated.
But here's the issue. LARA, Licensing and Regulation Agency.
Great.
What they will do is if you don't obey what the Health and Human Services said, we're going to rip your license off. So, again, what should legislators be doing at this time? They ought to be going after LARA, and they ought to say, if you force this issue, we're going to start defunding your budget because they were basically forcing businesses to do what they don't want to do. So,
But that comes from legislation then, right? Because even in Ottawa County, we have the Board of Commissioners.
Right.
They cannot, from my understanding, make a resolution to go against a health mandated edict because it's from the government.
Well,
but they control, so I've heard they control budgets, and they also hire the person that's in charge of, or the director. They have, but then it's also hired by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Like they both have to sign off who they're hiring for that position.
Well, here's the deal. Look what happened with Whitmer, put all those restrictions on us. It went to Supreme Court. Supreme Court says, you can't do this beyond 28 days. So what did she do? She flipped it over to an unelected group called Health and Human Services and did the same stinking thing. And why were they allowed to do that? Because they said during periods of pandemics and so forth, they can do this. But let me read something to you, folks. Public Act 451 of 1976. What does it say? It says the state policy under Section 1307 shall include a clear statement that all of the following practices are prohibited for school personnel in the public schools of this state under all circumstances, including emergency situations. Now go down. No child abuse. No application of noxious substance. But here's the kicker. Item H. It says any restraint that negatively impacts breathing. Here we go, folks. We got to get your state representatives up to speed on existing law because those kids who are going to school, when they wear a mask, their oxygen rate goes down 2 to 3%. And if they start spitting in it and coughing in it, you got moisture in there, it goes down even lower. So they are restricting breathing.
Well, and with this heat wave now,
they're
half school because they can't breathe with a mask and they have no AC in these buildings.
So, folks, Public Act 451 of 1976, and it's 380.1307B, Statement of Prohibited Practices. Let's use that against schools, folks. They are restricting breathing.
Why are we just seeing this now?
Because most legislators don't know the law. They make new laws, but they don't know the old laws. So here we have one right on the books that we could go after the schools and after the government with. And that's what I put out today on my Facebook, and it's being spread all over the place. That's what we got to do. We got to just say, hey, what about Public Act 451 of 1976?
It's always like this stuff is, we're always behind the eight ball.
Well, yeah, But most legislators are behind the eight ball.
There's no proactiveness, it seems, to looking ahead to find, okay,
if they're really
going
to
use this, we have something to combat this. It seems like there's none of that.
Yeah. Well, if they're any good, they'd be in the private sector making a lot more money. You know, that's what I always say.
Are you sure about that? Because the politicians are making a lot of money.
Especially the congressmen, because they get a little inside trading and they go in as, you know, having $400,000 worth of worth and they come out multimillionaires.
Right.
That's not right. But and my point is there's already a law on the books that we have not used and people need to use and look it up and use that and go into your schools saying you have no right to do that. And it's a good case for a lawsuit against schools and Health and Human Services.
That's a great way to fight back. It's absurd. All these kids, we're seeing it around different countries. You got Australia, saw a video yesterday. They're actually forced vaccinating their kids. And to see these children like running away from the doctors and these nurses are pulling them back in. It's to me, it just looks like child abuse.
Well, that, and I have more issues with the vaccination. If you leave, what's that group of doctors? I can't think of the name of the doctors that all stood up against the vaccinations. Do you remember the name of them?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about, though.
Well, the Pentagon ordered, as you probably heard, all military will receive vaccinations.
Now the FDA approved.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing to do. Yeah. I know Biden pushed that like crazy. Suddenly it's approved and before it wasn't. And by the way, these vaccinations have killed more people than any other vaccinations. And vaccinations have never been able to stop a virus. Viruses you can't stop with a vaccination. So the Pentagon ordered all the military to get it. Well, frontline doctors, that was the group I was thinking of. If they're correct, many people are going to die of various diseases shortly after taking the shots, i.e. 2 to 5 years. So what would happen in 2 or 5 years if we lost most of our military people? Think about that. What devastating result would that be in the United States of America? And what better way to accomplish things like Bill Gates wants to do to reduce population throughout the world? Think of how many people have been vaccinated.
Yep.
So I don't know, folks. If you're like me and you got COVID, you survived COVID, don't get the shot. Don't get the shot. I'll guarantee you my immune system is better than the immune system of the person that got the shot.
Why would you want to put something synthetic knowing that you already had the antibodies fighting off that next? Because where is it going to stop?
Well,
you got all these different variants. Delta is not going to be the last variant.
And another thing they said about these shots is, like for the first shot, let's say you took before they knew they had a variant, that COVID that's in you does not recognize that variant. So it will fight against your own body and let that variant in. It's another thing most people don't think about and a lot of doctors don't bring up. Look under frontline doctors, folks, and look up some of the stuff they have, if you can find it, because they've been pulled off about every web they can be pulled off from.
But I know also Maya Han, she's really big into the anti-vax. They've got a group out there against vaccinations, too. I would look her up as well. She's been an avid front for that. She actually has two of her children that have been vaccinated injured and are handicapped now because of just different vaccines. So the whole point, the argument is, even for me, it's not about the mask or the vaccine. It's the choice.
Exactly.
Why is it so difficult to understand? It's a choice.
Well, see, that's the first beginnings of Marxism and communism, when it's no longer a choice. You are mandated to do X, Y, and Z. Every communist country has done that. Every single one. Australia is a good example. Guess what? I think I mentioned that last week. First thing they did, take the guns. Nobody got the guns. Government's got the guns. Next thing they say is, you can't buy or sell without that COVID card. Give me a break, folks. Don't ever let that happen in the U.S. Didn't you go to some meeting?
I did. I went to the Board of Commissioners meeting for Ottawa County because the health department here in Ottawa County has demanded that all kindergarten through sixth grade wear masks. And so the big uproar, now there's some, people don't really understand, okay, what does the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services have to do with the commissioners? The one thing that I understand is that the commissioners are in with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and hiring the director for that county. So even though we can go in there and demand that they try to reverse course, they really don't have anything, a leg to stand on, because of it being held by the government and their budget as well. So there's some playback with that, but here's my speech for that.
Love to hear it.
We're ready. Brian Van Dusen, 7621 Adam Street, Zeal, Michigan. We just stood up and recited the Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe we should do it again. How some of us quickly forget, with liberty and justice for all. What is liberty? It is the state of being free in a society from oppressive restriction imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. Is this not what Republicans believe? Is this not what our founding fathers died for? More and more Michigan citizens are fed up with our legislators and local elected officials, and now I feel the Republican Party is dead. Ottawa County was one of the most beloved constitutional Christian conservative counties in the state. We're not only fighting our daily sinful flesh and temptations from the devil, but now we must fight against government overreach. I'm 44 and I have four children. They've been in the public school system in Zeeland. We're tired of the mandates, whether masks or vaccines. We're tired of being shamed because we want a choice. We're tired of feeling guilty because we're so-called selfish. Do it for the greater good, they said. At the beginning of this adventure, they said no masks. Then new science, and then they said we need masks. Over the last 30 days in Michigan, 23% of the positive China virus cases in Michigan are those that were vaccinated. Trust the science, they say. This isn't about science, but power. For the so-called president of the United States to call on private businesses for mandated vaccines is communism. I trust neither masks, vaccines, or government. I had COVID this past spring. Headache, low fever, sinus pressure were my symptoms. It lasted 3 days. Didn't lose my taste or smell. I wasn't quarantined to one room in my house. My wife and my kids were also quarantined, and not one of them got sick. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Who's next?
Ryan.
As you could hear the crowd in the background
cheering,
I didn't even realize, you know, at that point in time, because I'd gotten there just before 1 o'clock, and there was probably a good 100, maybe 200 people in the lobby. They had an overflow room.
My son was there.
They had a separated, you know, 6 feet apart. 50 chairs in the overflow room, and
well,
I'm thinking...
Well, they sat up front. Did they have a mask on up front?
So some of the commissioners did have a mask.
Were they sitting 6 feet apart?
They had plexiglass in between them. Because, you know, a virus can't go through a plexiglass. But my... So they cut me off after 2 minutes, thinking that it was three. I made a speech for three, and then apparently somebody had told me after I was done that they... 2 minutes, and... So I left a whole... There was a whole paragraph that was actually probably the best part of the speech. And my point was, is like, what's the greater good that we're going to teach our children that when government comes calling,
amen,
to submit.
Amen.
Without question.
And you know, if you want herd immunity, I can't think of a better way to have all your kids come to school that are, you know, provided they don't have comorbidities, and have one kid that's sick in there. Guess what? We'd have herd immunity all in 1 week, because all the kids would get it and they'd be over it in 2 or 3 days and we'd have herd immunity. Sounds a little sick, but actually works.
Here is the rest of the speech. Everyone's body handles COVID differently, so there should not be a broad brushstroke of tyranny over our county with mask mandates for our children. It is our child's body and therefore should be parents' choice. My body by choice, right? Or is that only when abortion is the hot topic? Sarcasm. So what is the greater good? Teaching our children that when government comes calling, we submit without question. This board of commissioners can do the right thing and put pressure on the Ottawa County Health Department to reverse their decision. If you don't, you'll force parents to remove their children from school and lose your precious federal dollars that go with them. Where you belong is the statement on Ottawa County's slogan on their website. Respectfully, maybe this position is not where you belong. Patrick Henry's statement still rings true today. Give me liberty or give me death. And people don't realize that it's just one little thing, right? It's a mask. And it's those one little things at a time that are taken away from us. that eventually everything else gets taken away, and we just can't let that happen. All right. We have Tim Willis from Door, Michigan. This part of the broadcast is Patriots Pulse, trying to get an idea of what the pulse is around our neighborhood and in our community in the state of Michigan. Obviously, the topic is vaccines and masks, and would just love to hear your opinion. Thanks for joining the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So, you know, this whole business of being required and being told to mask our children in schools, and being told what's the next step, being told you must mask inside your home, outside your home, where does it end? And we're being told to our faces, with no evidence to support the conclusions they've made, no data, no science. And you look at the plain facts that since the beginning of this pandemic, the population of this country, 73 million individuals who are under the age of 18, therefore children, less than 400 children have died since the start of the pandemic.
How many of those kids that died from the pandemic did not have comorbidities? Do you know that answer?
Right. I don't, but
it's only like one, two, or three kids that they didn't know had comorbidities that died. The rest have had comorbidities. So all of us are being asked to mask for the sake of a few. So the question I have is, shouldn't they be the ones that have the masks, not the rest of the people? And shouldn't parents have the right to decide for their kids?
And if absolutely. And if masks really work, then why do I have to mask if you're wearing one?
Yeah.
If you're that concerned about your individual child, if they're that compromised, keep them home.
Right. So where is it where the parent has a, not necessarily a handicapped child, but they have an issue, maybe cerebral palsy or whatever, and they're at a higher risk for catching a virus? So where is that fine line of, okay, we need to protect those that are around us, but so he can enjoy his life to the fullest?
Look me in the face and tell me that before the pandemic, during cold and flu season, you were masking that child.
Correct.
I highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it either. Yep. And in, so I think, I believe, our Ottawa County, there have been zero deaths from 0 to 19 through this whole pandemic. So where's the science in the mask? And also, why is it just K through sixth grade?
Right, because they're not vaccine eligible, maybe.
Yep, that's it. And the least amount of people in that age group will get really sick and die. Their immune system is great compared to somebody like me that's older.
So what happens when the school system, the teachers, whatever the case may be, what does that fighting back look like to you?
Well, for me personally, I got to tell you, if it was my kid in school, you have to start standing up and saying no. I know of at least one bus driver who said to the school system, I'm not wearing a mask. They were put on a 3-day administrative leave. Now, when they keep saying no, and what are they going to do, get fired? They can't find enough bus drivers as it is today. If enough bus drivers say no, it's not sustainable.
Well, the problem with all that is that most people are compliers. They don't want to cause a fuss, and they just comply. Even parents, they hate the masks, but I suspect few parents, other than people like my son who are pulling their kids out of a Christian school because Hudsonville Christian School, because they are requiring masks, will do it. Most of them would just go along with it. And unfortunately, that's the way people are in the United States today. And they got to stand up. If you don't stand up now, it's just going to get worse.
So they need to see other people taking the lead to
absolutely
feel comfortable standing up.
Absolutely.
I pulled my kids out of public school in Caledonia, started showing Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth in science class.
Oh, good for you.
No, it's not science.
So
my kids were homeschooled from that day on.
Oh, perfect.
Good for you.
Personally, you have kids in school, let them know that count day is coming up.
Yes.
The first Wednesday in October.
Yes.
That's the day that the count decides the funding that they're going to receive. Let them know well ahead of time. Tell all your Facebook friends, your family, other school parents. If you want to take a stand, tell them, my child will not be there on count day.
Yep.
And you will not get your funding.
Now, absolutely.
Is there there's 2 days, right, in the year that they count funding? I don't
know. Do you know, caller, how many days that is? Is that 1 day or 2 days?
Yeah, it's the first Wednesday in October, second Wednesday in February. So okay. Under the old formula, they would take 90% of the count from October, 10% of the prior February, and that would be the head count. Mm-hmm. Now, last year, because of COVID, they went 75-25.
Sure.
So who knows if they'll still use that formula or they'll go back to the 90-10.
You have hit on my topic so well, I can't believe it. The way you hammer public schools for doing what they're doing is you hit them in the pocketbook. And I've been telling people that got their kids in public school the first week, don't send them there. On count day, pull them out. And you will see a big change of attitude because teachers will lose jobs and, oh, boy, you got to have more teachers. There's another thing I don't think most people know either. The University of Florida lab did a study on pathogens in children's masks. Are you aware of that one?
I've heard about it in the news, but I can't say I've read this study.
Okay, I'll just give you a little brief. A laboratory at University of Florida that recently analyzed small sample of protective masks detected the presence of 11 dangerous pathogens on the coverings, including bacteria that cause diphtheria, pneumonia, and meningitis. And parents in Gainesville, Florida, who had concerns about the harm caused to their children wearing masks through the school day in 90-degree Fahrenheit temperatures just unhinged about what the schools were doing. So there you have it. There's already been a study that those masks harbor. And by the way, where do we get most of those masks? You know where they come from? China.
China.
Where'd the virus come from? China. Where'd the Dominion machines come by that put Biden in? China. And then another thing is the PCR tests, which can't distinguish between the flu or COVID-19. That's how they increase the numbers, because we didn't have hardly any flu cases this year because they were misdiagnosed. Yep. The PCR tests have in them a very noxious, bad thing for your body. Everything time they stick that up your nose, they're putting this stuff in your body that's very bad for it. So I was going to go in tomorrow, as a matter of fact, because we were thinking of traveling to the Bahamas, and they're going to do a saliva test instead of that thing where they shove it halfway up in your brain.
It's not comfortable.
No, it's not comfortable. But there's so many things that don't make sense unless you have an agenda. And I think the agenda is compliance, government over parents. And we're just going to cause this country to become exactly what our forefathers did not want to become, and that is socialist and a communist country.
So my last question, Tim, for you is, in your district or around your area, what seems to be like the consensus with all of this?
Well, I can tell you I have a number of neighbors who have kids in the local school. And there's a mother in our neighborhood that said, I'm keeping it home. I'm homeschooling. There's another one who wanted to homeschool, but she works for the school, so she didn't think that would go over well. Well, she's taking that stand. And there are other parents who are begrudgingly, I think, sending their kids. You can do some research and find out, quite easy to homeschool your kids. Mm-hmm. You can do an entire 8-hour day of work in less than half the time.
Exactly.
Sure.
You can partner with other parents. You can have their kids being educated by you, your kids being educated by them, depending on the subject that you feel comfortable teaching. But as the parent, you're still assigning the grade based on the input of what you see from the kid and the input from the person presenting it as the tutor. You can do it. You can homeschool your kid.
What's your background, Tim?
I am a CPA, primarily tax work. I've been involved in tax for 30 years now. I work for a private corporation in their tax group. I'm the tax director. My kids have been homeschooled. I know a lot of homeschooled families. I also have kids, relatives and friends with kids in the public schools and in private schools.
Well, we appreciate you calling in today. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye now.
Yep, see ya. This is Brian and Dave signing off the Patriots Voice of Michigan. God bless, and see you next week.